This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. The start of hurricane season looms large for people in the Gulf and Atlantic coasts. That's especially true for the nearly 76,000 people still living in FEMA trailers from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita 2 summers ago. The cramped conditions put additional strain on people already under the stress of rebuilding their lives. That's why the Mental Health Association of Mississippi has started holding survival workshops. Melanie Peoples went to Biloxi and reports on FEMA Trailer 101.
In a community center about half a mile from ripped up coastline, a dozen people sitting in a circle lean in and steady a bunch of cards with pictures on them that workshop leader Kelsey Carter has placed on the floor.
I want everybody to choose one card that is a challenge. And the second card is a card that is something that's a sense of strength for you.
Ken Tomkinson picks up one card to represent both, a picture of a lantern glowing in the darkness.
This is the light at the end of the tunnel that I'm looking for and can't seem to find.
He hardly spoke before the workshop began, but now everything just pours out of him.
In a year that I've been back in Biloxi since the storm, it's been terrible. I feel like I'm trapped like a rat and can't escape.
He's in his 60s and gets a Social Security check each month, but says it isn't enough to get him out of the FEMA trailer.
Which is driving me crazy. The FEMA park is not a pleasant place to live, as you all know. So my challenge is to try to find this light, because if I can find it, I can find my way out, as I always have been here before in my life. But for some reason, this last year, I am having a real problem.
Rents have skyrocketed. The house he used to rent was destroyed, and now he can't afford an apartment. He doesn't have a car anymore and says he wouldn't know where to go, even if he could leave. He hasn't eaten all day, and as he stares at the glowing lantern on the card, his hand starts to shake.
I hope to gather something tonight that will maybe get me closer to this light, because I'm really getting tired of it. It's pretty annoying, and, I used to consider myself a very strong person.
He looks like a man who's been worn down and is on the verge of giving up. It happens. A recent study by the International Medical Corps says people living in FEMA travel trailers are 15 times more likely to take their own lives.
It's a lot of turmoil for everybody to deal with, and not easy to keep an upbeat face.
Billy Mila lives in a FEMA trailer she calls a storage shed. She works at a daycare center, then drives 40-something miles home to her husband and 2 kids. All 4 of them live in a tiny travel trailer. The card she chooses for strength is a picture of a ring, because she's married and says at least she isn't going through this alone.
You know, we have our days where I want to let go of all of it, but other days I hang on to it because of the kids.
This exercise is about resilience, something desperately needed by anyone still left in a FEMA trailer park. They've watched their neighbors one by one become success stories and move into apartments or houses. But to still be living in a FEMA trailer park today is to know precisely how serious your situation is. At home, Billy Mila goes through her daily routine.
Come home, feed the dogs, clean the house. Usually do the dishes.
Most families would use a travel trailer like this for nothing longer than a camping trip. It's about 160 square feet for 4 people, 3 dogs, a cat, and 2 fish.
It's busy. It's like, how do you put it? It's really tough. It's like if you go into a restaurant and it's body to body.
It's 10 steps from one end of the trailer to the other, and they have to take turns moving around. Now that school is out, the kids are staying with their grandmother. It saves Mila and her husband on child care, money they need to save in order to get out of here.
I don't feel like getting up and doing this every day.
But she does. And maybe, if she can hang on long enough, the price of rent will stabilize and they'll be able to get out on their own. That's the dream. So she hangs on and keeps it together another day. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.